There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I am Rob, and welcome to another Monday night episode of RFF Radio. It's another exciting night.
Riveting.
It is. What do you have running in the background?
Air conditioner.
Ah.
I can turn it off, though.
No, you're okay. It's not obnoxious.
It's actually kind of cool in New York today.
Well, that's what I'm hearing, that it's, like, cool out there.
It's supposed to be muggy, though, the rest of the week. I don't like that.
Fuck, it's, like, it's still, like, 95 degrees here. It's 8 o'clock at night, and it's still 95 degrees.
So you must be running AC.
Absolutely. I have central air. Fuck. It's running full blast.
50 degrees in the house, 90 outside.
Exactly. I have to run some sort of noise because the locust sound outside is just awful. I mean, it's this sound outside constantly.
Hey, can't you buy something to kill them?
You can, but they're so, like, spread out and far between, like, there's just, you know, one in this tree and one in this tree, and the sound just drives me.
Some kind of poison spray that's like hose down like a half mile perimeter around the house.
I should. I can't take the noise. Yeah, what are they? They're called I fucking can't pronounce it ever. I have to get Google to pronounce it for me. There's another name for it. Let me get Google to pronounce it for me.
Cicada.
A cicada. There we go.
So is that since you're watching, you leave the TV on when you go to sleep?
Oh, yes. That's why I have two box fans running on high. That just drown out the noise. I can't.
The problem is when you fall asleep watching TV, usually you have odd dreams that, like, you're on a TV show that, like, that you fell asleep to that you have no idea what you watched.
Oh, yeah. I was on the Enterprise one night.
Spock, we have to get down there.
I can't give her any more power. A cicada. Yeah, a cicada. These animals look like aliens. Just Google them. C-I-C-A-D-A.
You guys gotta go to Walmart and get some poison that's sprayed around.
Oh my god. These things are like giant, humongous houseflies. They're about 3 inches long. They are just fucking horrific looking. And I can't take the noise.
Or introduce something to the habitat that eats them.
Oh, I would love to. I think it would take pythons to kill these things, though. They're huge. They are huge bugs.
Actually, don't bats eat bugs?
Yeah.
That's
what I want around here, is bats.
They're like, who introduced bats to the state of Nebraska, they pointed to?
Well, we've got some bats. Like, I can go outside at night and see an errant bat just flying around. Just making,
like,
big
kill
left
those
circles.
Damn locusts. Go get them.
But you guys are running out of time. We're done talking about the cicadas. They're locusts to me. But there's still time to get the Big Brother live feeds ordered. RFFradio.com/Big Brother. Every time that you guys order a live feed from that link, from that page, it helps support Reality Fan Form, and we really appreciate it. Sold, I think, a little over, I don't know how many feeds we've sold, actually. I'd have to go look. I got my first check from them, and it went right into the bank account to cover some bills, so I'd have to go see how many we sold. A few hundred. I mean, nothing huge, but it was a good year again, so
I gotta say, it's gonna hurt our live feed after with Alyssa and Amanda no longer being in the house. Oh, fuck.
What a terrible final. What a
terrible
five.
Double eviction.
Oh.
I mean, here's the thing. I knew Amanda was gonna go home, and I was okay with that.
But you know what? She almost pulled it off.
She did. She even got Alyssa to vote for her.
Yes.
Alright, I gotta ask this one question. Why would McCray not put up Andy when Amanda pointed out that that's the person who screwed her? I don't get that. If you're McCray, you know that if you put up Alyssa and she goes, you're down 4-1 in the house. The other four people are obviously aligned against you. I did not get his nominations at all.
I think it just happened so fast. And even McCray said in last night's episode that it's like he's starting all over again. So I'm not even sure he knew where to begin.
I mean, at the time I was watching it. I was like, well, obviously he's got to put up Andy and Gina Marie, right? Because he can say that Andy screwed over Amanda and Gina Marie fucking put her on the block. It would have made perfect sense, right? Then at least you keep Alyssa in the house and you're only down in numbers 3-2. Now he's down in numbers 4-1. I mean, he's basically toast. I mean, he's good. He has to basically win out for the rest. Yeah, he has to either win HOH or POV every week to get himself to the final three.
Well, the thing was, and MJ Robb says that money went straight into my blackjack account. No, it did not. I would have loved to take that money to the hill and double it. But I had to pay some bills. Some server bills. The thing was that McCray couldn't play for HOH. So, I mean, one of the four ended up winning HOH, and Spencer did.
Yeah, and that even made less sense, right?
Yeah.
You keep Alyssa in the game, so at least you have a chance of one person winning HOH who may not put you on the block.
I don't think, though, at that point he really believed that Andy had screwed him over.
How does he not? Amanda looked and said and pointed at him, right? He basically called him out for it as they were leaving the house. He had to have known that Alyssa gave Amanda her wedding ring, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he had to have known that it was Andy who did it. I mean, how does he not know?
True. I don't know.
I think he knew that Andy screwed him over, and he figured, you know, I'm going to try to get in with them maybe by doing this. I have a chance to get in with them. But at the end of the day, the other four people are against you. I just didn't, I did not understand that move.
I think, honestly, and I don't
and
think.
It destroyed TV because Alyssa was actually good, entertaining television.
Yeah, she was. I don't think McCray is dumb. And I'm not, I don't want people.
I don't think he's dumb. I just think he made a terrible strategic move.
I don't want people to take this statement the wrong way, but I honestly think that things moved faster for him in that double eviction night than what he could process.
Yeah, I think if he had a couple hours, you're right. I agree. It probably, you know, spur of the moment. He's been against Alyssa the whole time. Yeah, I'll throw her up on the block. Maybe I'll curry some favor with these other four people. But at the end of the day, to me, he's competing against those other four people. And if he keeps her in the game, at least that was one person who he could probably, you know, might keep him off the block.
Right. The original Mike K in the chat room says, I think they mentioned on Sunday's show that he did know, but he still said for some reason Alyssa wasn't in his game plan. And that's probably true, but again,
how does your game plan involve the four people who just got rid of your closest ally?
Well, they don't. He didn't have time. things were just moving too fast for him to process. I don't think he's dumb, but
I don't think he's dumb at all. I just think it was a test. He's actually played a very smart game. That's
no, he hasn't. Stop.
Me that he
Stop.
Messed up these nominations.
He's played a dumb game, Trevor. You don't hook.
You and Amanda played a very good
Amanda
game.
Amanda played an amazing game, and he was
along
for the ride.
I actually think McCray had a huge role in that.
I disagree.
Because he always had to kind of try to temper Amanda down, right?
He
kind of softened Amanda's edge.
That's the only thing he did.
That's kind of a big deal, though.
But Amanda was just a bulldozer, and he was the clutch of the break.
He was keeping her, trying to slow that bulldozer a little bit. He tried, but you know, sometimes it just gets going too fast.
Yeah, well, he tried to take a rope and pull from a standing position to slow down that bulldozer. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think he has ever had to play the game because Amanda did all the thinking. And Amanda played an amazing game. I love Amanda's game. And to be honest with you, I'm probably rooting for McCray at this point.
I don't think he has a chance, though.
I don't think he does either.
I can play the final three. It's going to be Judd, Andy, and Spencer.
Yeah, it might be, but, I mean, these last few vetoes, we're getting into the point now where the veto becomes more powerful. And we're going to get in, we'll get into who won the veto and who's up on the block again, but that's spoilers for later on in the show. At this point, the veto is becoming more powerful than the HOH is. I mean, we're getting into that transitional period. This is a weird week. Next week, the veto winner basically is the lone vote. Besides the HOH.
Why haven't we had a mental HOH or POV challenge in some time?
Because they just get old. Those just get old so quickly.
I was like, oh, God, because when Alyssa got not, I never thought I'd be rooting for Rachel's sister this entire game. I'm on her bandwagon. I was rooting for her this entire time. I was infuriated when that POV challenge wasn't the mental challenge. That would have been in her wheelhouse.
That race car thing that Judd won?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, that's not her game. I was even telling my wife. I was like, not her game. They needed a mental challenge up there.
Yeah, the thing is, the mental challenges have really been overused in Big Brother in the years past.
Usually every other challenge, usually they balance it out between the physical and the mental competitors by kind of alternating challenges, right? This is the second time that a smart competitor got bounced. Helen, right?
Yeah.
The challenge to get back into the house, you knew she didn't have a chance of winning in that. And, like, had it been a mental challenge, she probably would have dominated it.
KF Endog makes a good point, though. Alyssa has been terrible in mental challenges and done pretty good in physical competition.
Yeah, I guess. But I equate her as being a smart competitor.
She is smart. Well, you compare her to these other people. I mean, okay, Spencer's probably my second.
Spencer's pretty bright. He'd be tough to beat. And Andy's pretty bright also.
God, I just can't take Andy and Gina Marie anymore. I can't take them. I've had enough. Those two are supposed to be gone week 4 and 5. That's the length of Andy and Gina Marie's stay in this house. Not week 11 and 12.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. Here's what I hypothesize is going to happen.
Okay.
McCray goes home this week. Gina Marie goes home next week. Final three, Andy, Judd, Spencer. Winner, Judd.
Well, there's a final two.
Final two, fine. Final two will be Judd and Spencer. Winner, Judd.
I don't know about that.
If Judd gets anywhere near the sniffs, the final three or final two is winning the game.
True. I don't know if he can beat Spencer. I mean, Spencer has this argument.
Spencer actually has a very compelling argument to make. I've been nominated 7 times.
Yep.
I sat there 7 times. I've basically been on the ropes just about every week, and I survived.
Yeah.
He shouldn't even be in this game. His whole alliance was decimated at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, it kind of was.
I mean, he's just kind of been sitting there, and he hasn't been eliminated because people always thought there was a bigger fish to fry.
Well, I mean, it's McCray and Spencer. They were in an alliance in the beginning, right? It was McCray, Spencer.
Howard and Nick.
Was it Howard and Nick, or was it Jeremy? Jeremy.
Jeremy wasn't. It was 5. Jeremy was in that also.
Howard wasn't involved in that alliance.
Howard was in that alliance. That was the original alliance.
Yeah, he was. The moving company. Yeah,
company. It was Howard, Nick, Jeremy, Spencer.
Enough with the fucking names, too. The Exterminators.
And McCray was the 5th one.
Yeah, McCray was in there. I don't know why McCray and Spencer aren't teaming up. I mean, what's up with Spencer nominating Gina Marie and McCray?
I mean, you knew McCray was going to go up, and Gina Marie put up Spencer as a pawn, so right back at you.
I don't understand. I don't get why.
The way Spencer looks at it is, this is almost a free week for him. They're gonna target McCray, so he doesn't have to. It's actually perfect for Spencer, right? Because he gets to get rid of McCray, so he doesn't have to get his hands dirty getting rid of one of his own, and he doesn't have to compete for it. And he doesn't get to compete for HOH next week, so then he doesn't have to worry about nominating one of his own. He just has to worry about keeping himself off the block.
True.
It's actually ideal for him.
And Calf and Dog says that Spencer has final two deals with Andy and Judd, so.
Sure he does.
I mean,
here's the thing about these final two deals that come at this stage of the game. Doesn't everybody make a final two deal with somebody else in the house?
Oh, yeah.
Like, who is me, you, KFN Dog, the original Mike K, and there's the and four Davey. Of us left? You don't think I'd have final two deals with the other three people in
Absolutely
the house?
Absolutely, you would.
Right? And I'm sure you would have final three deals with everybody else also.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Andy and Gina Marie just kind of sat back in the corner, just trying to twiddle in their thumb. I mean, I am so sick of those two.
Well, Spencer has a final three deal with Andy and Judd.
Yeah.
You know, if you're McCray, really, it's you have to play an Aussie game at this point.
Yeah.
You basically just have to sleep all day, don't do any work around the house, don't exhaust your energy at all. And try to win HOH and POV just win the challenges.
Spencer says he doesn't trust you, Trevor, because you're a Boogie fan. Kevin Duck said that.
He knows I'd be going into the diary room. So I made a final three deal.
Oh, God. If you ever went into the diary room doing a Mike Boogie impression, I would hope that Allison would open the floodgates, which I assume are in there, and just flood the diary room and drown you. Because I think that Allison probably has that power. I think that there's just a million gallons of water on standby, and if she gets annoyed by somebody in the diary room, she just floods it and drowns them.
Bring.
Yeah.
They should bring Boogie and Will back for one more run.
No, it's done. That was 2001.
I cannot believe
Trevor.
They have all these teams go on the Amazing Race. Jordan Jeff went on the Amazing Race. Didn't Janelle get an Amazing Race stint?
I don't remember. Did she?
I think she did. How did the executive producers of the Amazing Race not gotten Will and Boogie on the Amazing Race?
Because
that's
there
a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer.
Has-beens. There has been.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no, Janelle. Kevin Dog is... Yeah, I didn't think Janelle was on The Amazing Race.
He wasn't on The Amazing Race?
No.
I know Jeff and Jordan were.
Jeff and Jordan were.
There's another Big Brother competitor that's been on The Amazing Race.
Rachel. Brendan and Rachel were on
there. Rachel, yeah. I said Janelle. I was wrong. Yeah, why not Will and Boogie? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Make this happen.
No.
What's that petition site that people do really important petitions
Go
on?
GoFuckYourself.com?
No, there's that petition site where people, like, do things of, like, real substance. We should start one that's kind of, that's not of real substance.
Yeah.
Put Will Boogie on the Amazing Race.
Nobody cares anymore. You'd get four signatures. Two of them would be you, one would be Will, and one would be Boogie. That's how many signatures you would get. So I think what we're going to do here is we're going to kind of discuss veto winner and the results of that. And then I think we're going to do Survivor preview tonight.
Yeah, sweet.
So give us about 10-15 minutes here to talk about veto winner. And then we'll do Survivor. But if you don't want to know who won veto... Which you're going to find out Wednesday night anyway. So who cares? Listen, so you kind of know what's going on. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Spoilers. Alert. Spoiler alert. Probably the worst thing to happen to Spencer. McCray has won veto.
A huge win by McCray.
Wow.
Absolutely stunningly huge win by McCray. By the way, did I sell early in the episode that did I sell it well enough that I didn't know that McCray won the veto?
No, you didn't. But it's okay.
It's always tough when you already know what happens and you're trying to, like, argue from a point. No, McCray wins veto. huge win by McCray. Spencer now has to throw up somebody to replace McCray.
Okay, here's the thing that we need to talk about. Who in the diary room is going to say, this is the worst possible scenario that could have happened. McCray has won veto. Who's going to say that? Gina Marie?
I would say Gina Marie is likely to say something
Spencer?
Like that.
Spencer?
No, Spencer is going to give it more, I can't believe it. It's the worst part, yeah.
Yeah, this is the worst thing that could have happened.
Gina Marie's going to go, it's the worst thing that could have possibly have happened.
Judd will say that. Oh! He's trying to be the southern cool, ugh! Enough with the J-U double dud.
Now, who would you have nominated if you were Spencer?
Judd, this is horrible.
If I'm Spencer, anyway. I'm throwing Judd up on the block.
Absolutely.
Because Judd, I think, has the best chance of winning this game. So if you're Spencer, you throw Judd up there.
J-U double dud. I'm not calling him. He's a dud. Judd the dud.
I like Judd.
Fucking hate Judd.
So now who do you think is going home?
Judd. Let's fucking hope Judd is finally out of this house.
Now, is that what you believe will happen?
Yes.
You think Andy and Spencer are going to vote off Judd?
Spencer will vote in case of a tie.
It's going to be a tie. My assumption is it's going to be a tie.
Why would Andy vote out Gina Marie?
Because Andy is... Is Andy as the final two deals, Judd?
But Andy will have a final. Andy can beat Gina Marie in the finals.
It would make sense for Andy. If I were Andy, I would vote out Judd. If I'm Andy and McCray, I'd get rid of Judd. Because if Judd's out of this house, Andy vaults like five steps closer to $1 million.
This is the worst Final Five ever.
This is the worst Final Five, I would say, since the season with the Nerd Herd.
Ugh.
And even
that Final Five wasn't terrible.
That Final Five was pretty terrible. Kayser was gone. Howie was gone.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it? But I did like
everybody
Maggie.
You were not rooting for. I was
rooting for Maggie. Shut up. Yeah, Judd, fucking get the fuck out of here.
Have you ever established that the Nerd Herd was actually a pretty cool nickname?
It was. Well, but it was one of those nicknames that Janelle gave him.
I thought Howie gave it to
him. Well, maybe it was Howie. Maybe you're right.
I like that nickname. I always thought, you know, they should have owned the Nerd Herd nickname.
They should have, but they took it as offense. Yeah, Kevin Dog says it was Howie. It's better name than the Exterminators.
Oh, the Nerd Herd is by far a better name than the Exterminators.
I want fucking Gina Marie's arms to fall off when she goes around pumping the fucking liquid like she's spraying bugs. I just want her arms to just fall out of their sockets. Because it's fucking annoying.
Yeah, tell me, level of panic at CBS headquarters that Gina Marie could win this game on a scale of 1 to 10. Did they officially move from a 1 to a 4?
No. I mean, they don't care. The thing, Aaron fucking blew Gina Marie's statements out of the water. No one cares that Gina Marie's still in this house. If Gina Marie and Aaron were still, I mean, if their positions were turned and Aaron was still in the house, okay. Maybe they're panicking a little bit. Aaron's too hot to be mad at for too long. Gina Marie doesn't have that leisure. So,
I agree. If this were Aaron sitting there in the Final Five right now, the panic at CBS headquarters would be about a 5.5.
Yeah.
They'd be openly calling down to the producers and going, alright, you know that we have to have a challenge that eliminates her by the final three, right?
They would want Allison to pull the lever that floods the diary room.
You do know she can't be in the final episode of the show, right? Alright, just making sure. This came from the top.
Pull the lever. what movie is that? It's a Disney movie. Pull the lever.
Austin Powers, where they pull the lever and the guy goes into the saltwater with the sharks?
Oh, God. This is it. Maybe right here. Wrong lever. Oh, come on, YouTube.
To the secret lab! pull the lever, Gronk. Wrong lever!
That's definitely Allison. Oh, The Emperor's New Groove. I need to own this movie.
That'd be funny if after all the crap you said about Allison over the years, you sit down with her for an interview.
I can't
Allison has two levers sitting in front of her.
Don't pull the lever.
She's like, sit down, Rob, don't worry. Are you nervous?
wrong lever!
Pull the lever, all of a sudden you go down some water slide.
Allison. I hope she's listening. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, drowning Aaron.
So we agree that Gina Marie is safe and Judd's going home.
Yeah, Andy needs to keep Gina Marie. Andy honestly needed to keep Amanda around. To be honest, it was better for Andy's game to have Amanda and McCray still as a power couple. Because
now, here's the question.
They were protecting him.
If McCray can somehow get to the final two, would he win this game?
No, because everybody hates Amanda.
Amanda's going to be in that jury house. You're right. It could be even worse if she's in the jury house.
Yeah, it is not a good thing.
I was about to say maybe with the stress off, but I feel like, no, I can see her arguing with people in the jury house.
Oh, yeah. I think, though, that Alyssa and her have come to terms. How, I don't know, because Amanda they treated each other like shit.
Yeah, I'm really upset that Alyssa got voted off the show.
Yeah.
It made Sunday's episode just kind of like,
I know. I know. That's why I didn't even want to sell the feeds. Don't buy the feeds. You know what, guys? Don't go buy the feeds. If you want to try them, please try them.
You should have tried them already, jackass.
Yeah, you should have. You know, when Nick was still in the house and Jeremy, and the show was interesting.
You know what they should do, actually, is live feeds. They should have Survivor Live and do live feeds for Survivor.
He would never do that.
That would be awesome. Could you imagine people fucking getting up and smacking bugs off their arms and shit? I fucking hate this place. I hate this place. I'm sure people have had meltdowns that haven't been on camera.
You know, I know.
Just think about it, right? Could you imagine going 3 days not eating, not watching TV, not sleeping on a nice mattress with a pillow and a blanket?
But I'm telling you, Survivor has Big Brother has secrets, but at least, you know, their secrets take place in the diary room. Shit's happening in the diary room that we don't know about. But at least the rest of the house is all under control, and there's shit going on at the competitions, too, I think. There are too many secrets in Survivor that they would never want to give up.
I can only imagine if I was sitting in whatever, right, and it's been raining remember that one episode where it rained for, like, 24 hours straight?
Yeah.
Just pouring rain. And you're just getting wet because your shelter sucks. You can't eat. You haven't slept. I mean, I think people, you have to be getting close to losing your shit.
That's why
I never give people on Survivor too hard of a time on the show.
Oh, fuck them.
Because I feel like I'd absolutely lose my shit.
They signed up for it.
I'd be like, what the hell? Stop raining. Stop raining.
So what are your predictions? And then I need to talk about one other thing real quick.
Gina Marie stays. Andy goes home.
Andy?
Judd goes home. HOH, I'm going to say Spencer can't play. McCray wins.
Maybe Andy wins one.
Either McCray or Andy are winning.
Yeah, Judd's going home.
Judd's going home.
Judd's a goner. So that's my predictions. We're going to do Survivor Preview Show. We're going to preview cast the Survivors.
You just 5 minutes on Here Comes Honey Boo Boo?
No, actually I want to thank a guy named Dave on iTunes.
Okay.
He wrote one of the nicest reviews for our show I've ever read in the history of reviews.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. And I don't know who he is. I'm not sure if he listens live. I Davey tweeted me right away and said it wasn't him. So anyway, Dave was saying that how that we just do a good show, that you, I mean, he knew what I do for a living, but he said that you must, because of the things you say, must be in a job that you're very analytical, because you have, Davey says his review, they're better than Kennedy. He says that you have a very interesting point of view on everything, and that neither one of us really aspire to be on the shows, and that's true.
I have no aspirations to be on that.
No.
Maybe when I'm, like, in my 50s, I would give Survivor a shot.
Yeah, maybe, but even then, I'd probably rather try Big Brother. But even at that, I've never applied for any of these shows.
I've never applied for any shows.
And MJ Rob says, so you didn't pay him off. No, we didn't. And he says it's just a unique point of view. He says that we really don't have connections to the shows or, you know, that we can really speak our mind. So I really appreciated that review. It was very, very nice. So thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Email me, rob@rffradio.com. I'd like to know who you are. So thank you. So should we talk about Survivor?
Absolutely.
You're going to be in San Diego next week, right?
Yes.
What's going on there?
I have to go to a wedding.
Ugh. Sorry to hear that. It's terrible. Do you have a computer in front of you, or are you going to do this blind?
I'm going to do it blind, so okay. You're going to have to... there's a couple things you have to read for me.
Okay.
You have to read to me how they describe themselves.
Okay.
Because that's the giveaway.
Yeah, and we know a lot of these people. I mean, it's blood versus water. So okay. It's returning contestants with their family members.
Okay.
So, and we've known that. But, so our first returning contestant is Laura and her daughter... Sarah, I can't fucking say this. Anyway, she was, in Survivor Samoa, she was the third jury member.
Laura?
Laura, yes.
I don't think I remember her.
I don't remember her at all. Three words that describe Sarah. Competitive, sociable, personable, and sarcastic.
I like sarcastic.
Yeah, I mean, she's an attractive gal. She's gonna do well.
So you're saying they got cast because of above Syria?
Yes.
Yeah, she should go by Siri. If that was my name, I'd go by Siri.
C-I-E-R-A, Sierra. Maybe it's Sierra.
Sierra, okay.
God, I can't.
I would still go by Siri, because that's like the Apple, like the iPhone.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know about that, because you have a 3G. Sierra. I don't know. I'm terrible at names. You guys know this. This is why you fucking have me read these. But Laura, yeah, she was in Samoa. I don't remember her. I'm seeing a picture of her. It does not ring a bell.
I'm sure I had strong opinions on her performance.
I'm sure I did too. Doesn't ring a bell. next up is Colton. We all remember Colton from Survivor One World and his fiance Caleb. Colton, I'm so happy he's back.
I'm happy Colton's back too. I'm rooting for Colton.
Three words that describe Caleb are hardworking, hard-headed, and outdoorsman.
Okay.
Hard-headed scares me.
Hard-headed could mean he doesn't play well with others.
Yeah, that's scary. But maybe...
If Caleb gets eliminated, Colton's still in the game, right? He'll get eliminated as a team one at a time,
so
right?
What happens is if you get eliminated, your partner on the other tribe can take your place at Redemption Island, and that person on Redemption Island comes back to the tribe. So let's say Colton gets eliminated from the returning player tribe. Caleb can take his place on Redemption Island, but Caleb would go then to the returning player tribe.
Okay.
So,
a little complicated.
It is complicated. It scares me a little bit. We talked about this last week.
I'm going to put Colton in my five. I think Colton at least makes the jury, no matter how good his partner is.
I hope. I hope Colton does better. He was entertaining. He was somebody to hate last time. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to...
He would have made the jury last time, I think, if he hadn't gotten sick.
I think he would have, yeah. He did get pretty sick last time, didn't he?
He did.
Up next is Tina Wesson and her daughter, Katie.
When was the last one Tina was on?
She was on Survivor All-Stars.
She's on All-Stars.
First one out.
Did she get on one after that?
No, it was Survivor Australia where she won.
She's going to be tough.
Nah. She's 52.
She knows how to play the game and she's won it before.
She has won it before and she was the first one out before, too.
Yeah, but that All-Stars is kind of fluky.
Yeah, it was. You're right. So this is her third time back. Tina's daughter, creative, funny, and driven.
Okay. I think Tina at least makes the jury also.
Yeah, Tina probably will.
She's actually, now that she's a little older, she's going to be less threatening also.
Maybe, but maybe she could be a drag down on the team too.
Yeah, as much as this team's are, it sounds like it's almost individual.
Yeah. Up next is returning player Jervis, who hasn't been on since season one.
I am excited that Jervis is back on the show. How does Jervis look? That was like 15 years ago.
He hasn't changed much, but...
Jervis has got to fillet a rat for me. Just for old time's sake. That's still one of the five most iconic moments in Survivor
history. It is. It's what made put Survivor on the map, I think. I feel.
First off, because I like Richard do it. But who was the one he was sitting there eating it with? And they're like, we got to catch ourselves some more rats.
Was it Greg? Yes. Blonde-headed Greg.
They kind of looked at each other at the same time like, shit.
Yeah, Jervis doesn't look any different. I mean, he maybe looks a little older, but...
Now, do you think, because it's almost like a different game now than when Jervis played it.
Oh, it absolutely is. Oh, when fucking Jervis played it, Gretchen was going to go all the way, because she was the survivor. When he played it, they were literally... This was before Richard revolutionized the game that season. It was, who can survive the best out here? We got to get rid of the people who can't survive. But no, the game is completely different. He's playing with his 21-year-old niece, Marissa, who describes herself as outgoing, adventurous, and passionate. She was like 8 years. Well, no. Shit. She was. Yeah, probably 8 years old when he was on Survivor the first time.
Yeah, because it was about 2000, right?
Yeah, 7 or 8. Yeah, it was 2000. So six or seven.
I think Jervis is good. Jervis might have a chance to. Jervis is a good guy. He was very personable on his season of the show. He's going to be on that show, and everybody's going to like him. I think Jervis at least gets to the jury also.
Nah, he doesn't make it. Jervis does not make it far. Marissa might, but I don't think Jervis is going to make it very far. KFN Doug says, they didn't even know about alliances back then except for Richard. Richard was literally the only one who knew about an alliance. I'm excited to see Jervis, but he won't last. Up next is Kat from Survivor One World. She was a sixth jury member, and her boyfriend... The lovely Hayden. And I say
Hayden's
lovely.
Winning the season of the show.
I hope so. Can he?
Only because he had one of the more memorable moments in RFF radio history. I'm calling Hayden the winner right
Can
now.
Can he conquer Big Brother and Survivor?
You know, it'd be an impressive double, but
it
first
would
off,
be.
He's got the athleticism to do well in the physical challenges, right? Because he's a former college baseball player, right? And he's a smart alliance guy. He you know, the Renegades, say what you will about the Renegades, but that's one of the better alliances in Big Brother history.
It is. It's terribly named, but...
They all stuck together. Hayden's going to be tough to beat in this game.
Yeah, probably. He describes himself as athletic, popular, and respectful. That's true.
I like Hayden. Go Hayden.
I do too. I love Hayden because, well, he's the best shot of coming back on the show.
See if you can't get him to wear an RFF radio headband on the show.
Yeah, we should have done this like months ago.
Months ago. We should have bought up everything through RFF radio store and sent it to him.
Yeah, we should have. But I like Kat. Kat was fun on Survivor One World. I'm looking forward to having her back, too. It's amazing that... You think Hayden just dated her for a chance to be on Survivor?
No, nah, I think they'll hang out together, probably.
Yeah. KFN Dog's right. Hayden might be an early jury vote, or early out on jury, because he's strong.
He has to worry about that, absolutely.
Yeah, he does. Up next is Aris Boskaroskakaskapadapasatapara and his brother, Vitus. Aris and Vitus. Aris was the winner of Survivor Panama.
Aris was an incredibly strong
Exile Island. He was. He kind of came... He's quiet. That's the thing about Aris. He was
very
quiet.
Here's the thing. He's almost going to have to change... He's going to be one of the first people targeted.
I disagree. I think he's so under the radar.
Yeah, everybody on the show knows that Aris won the whole game doing that. And so, Aris won pretty convincingly his season.
I think Aris and Hayden are going to become very good friends.
That would be a great alliance for the two of them.
It would be. It would be a very good alliance. Vitus's personal claim to fame, this is interesting, beating a heroin addiction. I did not know you could beat that.
You can beat that.
I thought heroin was one of those things where you either are on it forever or you die.
That's impressive. That's congratulations to him.
That's huge. So he's smart, strong-willed, and unique. Oop. That's my phone. Whoops. Yeah, he might have a good shot at this, too.
Yeah, never can tell.
V-Y-T-A-S. Interesting names for those kids. Up next is Tyson Apostle.
Remember? Oh, God, that's the biking guy.
Yeah, he's the real tall, yeah.
He's always on the show, and he always ends up getting eliminated before. Has he made a jury?
Yeah, second jury on Token Teens, and sixth person voted out on Heroes versus Villains.
He's not a great game player.
No,
I don't
he's
know
not.
What it is.
He's just he opens his mouth too much is part of the problem.
I don't see him getting to the jury. Not in this game.
Yeah, I don't either. He's coming on with his girlfriend Rachel, who describes herself as motivated, creative, and happy.
Okay.
Aris's family is from Lithuania. I did not know that. That is interesting.
Really good basketball country in Lithuania.
Is it?
Sarunas Marcelonis is one of my favorite players growing up, and he is Lithuanian.
Up next is Rupert back for his, like, ninth time. God. So Rupert was on...
You know what you're getting with Rupert. Rupert's going to get to the jury, but he's not going to win the game.
Oh, no. He will not. He will not. Let's see. Rupert was on Survivor Pearl Islands, second jury member. Survivor All-Stars, sixth jury member, but won the $1 million for fan favorite. And Heroes versus Villain, he was the seventh jury member. So this is his fourth time on Survivor. And he's on with his wife, Laura, who we've all gotten to know.
I like Rupert. He's always one of my favorite players. I still see him winning the game. I'm sorry.
No, he's just not cutthroat enough.
He'll get to the jury, though.
Yeah, because he's just a fucking brute when it comes to everything else. Monica called... Oh, go ahead.
He's not cutthroat. That's what hurts him. He never makes the blindside move. Or doesn't do it at the opportune time.
Up next is Monica Culpepper. She was Survivor One World, the fifth person out non-jury, with her... NFL player, ex-NFL, retired NFL player, Brad Culpepper. This blows your mind every time.
Yeah, because I keep hearing, when I hear Culpepper, I assume Dante Culpepper. Brad Culpepper's an offensive lineman, I think, right? Didn't we establish this?
He He played for the Minnesota Vikings, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Chicago Bears.
I think he was an offensive lineman.
A defensive lineman. He played for
defensive
Tampa.
Defensive lineman. All right. I was close. I figured he'd be a lineman.
He played for Tampa Bay, know, Faith, he says.
He should be very physically strong, right? So that's going to help them.
He's 44. She's 42. Not that age matters too much. I mean, we've seen... How old was Tom? Remember retired firefighter Tom?
Yeah, he was just a machine.
He was just a fucking machine. Brad could be the same way.
Yeah, I'm not going to rule them out.
Tenacious, independent, and forward-thinking. Yikes. Yee.
Independence not good.
No.
That means I argue with people a lot.
Uh-huh. Up next is Candace from Cook Islands. She was 13th out, 5th jury member. Survivors, Heroes vs. Villain, 13th out, and 5th jury member. She's the blonde. She's beautiful with her husband, with her husband, John.
Which one is Candace?
Oh, she's blonde, tall head. I mean, not real tall, but long.
Oh,
she,
I know who you're talking about.
But kind of hot headed at the same way. Davey saying she's probably a last minute substitute for RC.
RC, why is it? I remember RC.
Yeah, she probably couldn't make it or didn't want to do it. That's the thing about, you know, people will criticize the people that they get for the show. And I know I'm one of the first to do that. But sometimes it's just hard to get these people back. Oh, yeah, RC's dad
got sick.
I
mean, yeah, there's personal favorites that we always, that I mean, I know both of us would love to see back on the show, but yeah, you can't get them all back. I mean, if we were choosing, we'd have Courtney from whatchamacallit on every All-Star season. Yeah.
Davey says that Probst said in Entertainment Weekly that RC's dad got sick on the island, was medically eliminated because of blood pressure problems. KFN Dog says that too.
Really, before the game started?
Yeah, before the game even started.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. And just as I was reading that, I was also looking for...
Kidding me? This isn't, like, welfare. You know? Like, she doesn't deserve it just because, you know, she sucks at life.
One of the most cutting statements in probably the most cutting statement actually in reality TV history.
Yeah, I think I'd suck his cock if I had the chance.
Yeah, that should have been a team they put on the show. Courtney and Evil did.
Oh my god,
that would have revolutionized the ratings for the show.
You just want to go back and have sex.
Because it's been a year since I've had any sex. You guys are all having lots of sex.
That's
and
what
I
it
am
is?
Very sexually frustrated, okay?
That I remember that show also.
Poor Aaron Carter.
I'd rather fall down the spiral staircase and break my neck than make it all the way up to the HOH room and have to look at his stuff. I lost my dignity on a slippery wiener. I've been called a ball buster before, but who knew that I was actually that good at it?
See, obviously, Allison listens to the show because she uses the bell.
The inappropriate bell?
Yeah. I love Britney. All the Britney clips.
If you guys don't slow motion what happened, I'm not talking to you anymore.
The fact that she goes into the diary room and she goes, if you don't slow motion this, I'm not talking to you anymore. The old clips. So that is Survivor, Blood versus Water. I'm looking forward to it. It starts next Wednesday.
Excited.
I am very excited. How long are you in San Diego?
Just a couple days.
Okay. We'll have to figure something out for next week. Oh, God. Do you remember Jen being upset about her memory wall picture?
Yes.
They're up, guys.
Why is my hair all crazy?
Yes, I love it.
What the? There's a joke. No, that's gotta be a joke. Gross. That's the worst. Look at my eyes. Like, that's the ugliest picture I've ever seen. Danielle's is cute. Take take me off of this board. I want to cry.
Let me see, Jack.
No, I'm going to cry. It's horrible. I've never taken a worse picture. It's horrible.
Are you crying?
I remember disliking this person immediately after that scene.
Jen started crying when she saw her picture, and I was like, I think she made way too big of a deal over that.
Was that Brittany? No, not Brittany. Oh my God, she broke news on our show. Why can't I think of her name?
That's Jessica.
Jessica, thank you. God. Yeah, that was Jessica's season. Wow, that was a long time ago. When did I create that clip? Oh, it doesn't even say on here. 2007. Holy shit. That was a long time ago. We've been doing this way too long, Trevor. I miss this show. I miss that show. That was sad. On that note, we should leave. Now, what else do you have to talk about? Anything?
Nah, I'm good.
Finale of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo is this week.
I know, you're excited.
I am. It's the big wedding. I mean the commitment ceremony.
The commitment ceremony. It's not a wedding.
It's not a wedding. It's a commitment ceremony. Mama June will tell you that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Do you even watch it?
Yeah, I watched enough of it.
Yeah, I knew you did.
Not consecutively, though, because I can't handle that. 5 to 10 minutes of that show is a little too much.
Oh, it's awesome, and you know it. should we get out of here for the week?
Absolutely.
Have we done enough this week?
Yeah, we have.
Okay. How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They catch you at Trevor, rffradio.com.
I'm Rob at rffradio.com, twitter.com/RobRFF, and facebook.com/RobRFF. Did you watch Sunday's Breaking Bad, Davey says?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
Solid.
Wow. What a way to end the show. Those cocksuckers. Just teasing us at the end. Trevor doesn't want to talk about the big 49ers win.
I will talk about that. That was freaking awesome. You know, and Clay Matthews should be suspended for a week. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Faithy says, I can't wait to give him shit next week after my Hawks take them down.
That's not going to happen. I won't have to worry about that.
I don't know.
I actually went to the first game at Seahawks Stadium.
Did you?
I did. I remember when they opened it.
Wow.
This was before the Seattle Seahawks were really that good. And I remember me and a couple of people just walked right up and got tickets for the game.
Really?
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
They were playing the Arizona Cardinals.
Fascinating.
It was awesome. Their stadium's right in this heart of... Seattle's actually a very cool city. And their stadium's right in Pioneer Square, which is like their party central part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Really good time. I love cool. Seattle.
I'd like to get out to Seattle.
Seattle's definitely worth it.
I can't hardly get to fucking...
Possibly the most underrated city in America.
I know people would say I'd like cloudy days, so I think I would like it out there. I love nice. Just cloudy days. All right, should we get out of here?
There's a great bar there named Tiki Bob's.
I heard they have this really good place called Starbucks.
Starbucks is there. God, what's the name of the other bar? It's J&M, I think. I'll have to look this up.
Oh my God. We're getting a little too local for a fucking worldwide show.
Hey, Seattle area residents, he wants to be your new afternoon anchors. You give us a call. I already know the area. Play a little Nirvana and Soundgarden on the radio.
Oh God. Just let me talk. People can fucking listen to their own music on their iPhones. That's what that's what the iPhone was made for. Get a 5S tomorrow, Trevor. Enough with the 3G. Have a good week, everybody. We'll catch you back there next week.